Our first scripture reading today is from Mark chapter 5, verses 28 and 29. Because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. Our second reading is also from Mark 5th chapter, but verses 41 and 42. He took her by the hand and said to her, Talitha koum, which means, the little girl, I say to you, get up. Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. These are God's words for God's people. Thanks be to God.
Lord, we do thank you for this word. We ask that you would bless it, that it would be a blessing to those who are listening, especially those who are listening by podcast, God, that you would bless them and meet them at their point of need. And I ask that you would speak through me today, God, a word that comforts and brings joy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So today, my topic, my sermon today is Try Jesus. There's this song that my aunt used to sing. And it says, when you've tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. He'll be your closest friend. He'll stick with you till the end. When you've tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. I was going to sing it, but you know, I think the words are more powerful and I don't quite have the singing voice today, so I'm not going to sing it, but it just was that song kept sticking with me this week. When you've gone through everything you can go through, and it just reminded me, today is the day it marks my mother's second year anniversary. She passed away on the 2nd of February, which is today. And I go back to that time and I think of when we tried everything we could do, when we tried for so many different sicknesses and so many different things, we always had to fall back on Jesus and know he really was the answer. Regardless of the outcome, he was the answer. He took care of us. Like the song says, he'll be your closest friend. Oh, I can't take my jacket off. I'm sorry. The mic is stuck. But I'm 51 and I have hot flashes, so I was trying to get out of the sweater. I believe in being transparent, so I'll step out here. But when you've tried everything you've tried and you've done, she used to tell us, she said, do all you can do. Do everything in your strength. And then you try Jesus. You know, she said, then try him and know that he won't leave you. He won't fail. The song said, he'll be with you until the very end. Try Jesus. And that's what I want to talk about today. It'll be a lot because I have just one long scripture. Because this passage really blessed me. It really touches on things that we go through in life. It really touches on those things and just kind of how we have to deal. But ultimately, when you try Jesus, he never fails. He will not fail you. So our first scripture or our first passage is, our whole scripture will be Mark 5, 21 through 43. Okay, and so we're going to start with verse 21. It says, when Jesus had again crossed over by boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him while he was by the lake. Then one of the synagogue leaders named Jairus came, and when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet. He pleaded earnestly with him, my little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she may be healed and alive. So Jesus went with him. Now that's where I want to stop at first. It's like, have you ever been where you go, oh, here's my answer. I've got it. Here's the answer. It's going to work. Things are going to work. I can see how it's going to all work out. And then it really doesn't. And it's like something happens to take the focus away. That's what was happening here with Jairus. Jairus was one of the leaders, so he was a wealthy man. He had everything that he needed. But even when you have everything you need, there's a time when you have to try Jesus. When you can't do it, he could have bought anything he needed, but he could not heal his daughter. He needed Jesus. That's when you come to that point. When you need Jesus to step in, you've done all you can do. You need Jesus to step in. That's where he was at. He came down, you know, I can imagine the pride. He had to let go of pride to come down to where Jesus was to ask him for help. He's a wealthy man. He's used to doing what he wants to do. You know, I can buy and sell, you know, sell people or sell things or whatever. But he had to come down to that. So he had to let go of that pride. He had to come down to Jesus to try Jesus. I have no other options. He gets to Jesus. He gets him, convinces him to come on and see my daughter. She's sick. She's unto death. And Jesus, okay, let's go. They start to walking. That's when the next verse comes in. A large crowd followed and pressed around him. And a woman who was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. So here we go here. Jairus thinks that he's got Jesus and he's on his way to help him. And this lady comes out of nowhere. Have you ever felt like that? It's like, man, I almost had it. And then someone comes out of nowhere and she touches Jesus. It's, you know, she too is desperate. She's at that point. If we read through, she's been suffering for 12 years, bleeding for 12 years. No answer. She's gone through and spent all of her money. She spent everything she had. She's gone to so many doctors. No one could help her. Again, everything she could do. And now she has to try Jesus. And out of her desperation, she touches Jesus. She distracts him from Jairus' issue. And that happens to us. So there's two things there. First, out of our desperation, we have to touch Jesus. Sometimes we have to know that even if it looks like he's not paying attention to us, even if it looks like something has grabbed his attention, or it looks like, you know, the focus has changed, he's still there. He's still there waiting for you. He's still working on your situation. It's just he's, you know, testing your patience sometimes. Sometimes that's what it is. Test, you know, just to see, are you going to trust me? Are you still going to trust me? Even when it looks like I'm not going to do it, even when it feels like I've turned my back, even when it feels like I've gone to help someone else, we have to be patient and trust him and know that he won't fail us. He'll stick with us to the end. Try Jesus. He won't fail. So let's see what happens next. See, I find this an exciting story. Can you tell? I really find this exciting because I think about when in our lives, how we feel like, you know, oh, I got his attention. And then something comes and it changes. It looks like you see the end. You can paint the picture of the end and then I'm going to be happy and I'm going to be, and something comes to stop you, to stop it or lose your focus or drag you away from the situation. And that's kind of what happened here. Jairus, I know he was happy. He was like, my daughter's going to be healed. I know Jesus is a healer. And then this lady touches Jesus. When she had heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloth, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped and she felt in her body that she was free from her suffering. At once, Jesus realized that the power had gone out from him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched my clothes? If you see the people crowding against you, his disciples answered, and yet you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at his feet and trembled with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be free from your suffering. She had to take a chance. Sometimes it happens like that. She had to take a chance. If you know the word a bit, when you've been bleeding, you can't come out in public. You can't come out and be around other people. So she had to take a chance to know that I have to try Jesus. I've tried everything else. Spent all my money. I've gone to every doctor in the town and the region, and there's no better. 12 years. Can you imagine 12 years? No better is what it said. No better at all in 12 years. I have to take a chance and try Jesus. I have to try him. I'm risking my life, because they could have took her, stoned her back in those days for coming out, being around people. But she took a chance on Jesus, knowing that he never fails. Jesus never fails. She had to take that chance and touch him. And then she had to actually show she had gotten her healing. But then she had to pretty much testify. Yeah, it was me. I'm healed. God did it, you know, in front of everybody. And so she had to take that chance. So sometimes in our lives, it may not look like it's going to work, but we have to take that shot and try Jesus. We have to take that chance and step out on his word. And by that, I mean, step out on faith, trusting that he truly is going to do what he promised he was going to do. I think of my mom. I'm thinking of her a lot today, but I think of her and the faith it took for her to step out and start a ministry in 1984, that she had to take a chance. She felt like she heard God talking to her. But everyone around her was saying, nope, God doesn't call women to preach. He doesn't call them to minister. He does, you know, but she knew what she was feeling inside, but that she had to take a chance. She had to step out on faith and try him, try Jesus and see. When she'd done everything she could do in her natural, she had to step out, and he led her at just how to do it. And this, the ministry is still going on. We're almost into 40 years since she did that. Because it was of God. It was of God. So, but you have to take that step. Like the woman here, she had to take a chance and step out and try God. To try him. To see that he won't fail. The song is still ringing in my head. It's still here. I still hear it. He's saying he will never fail. He'll be your closest friend. He'll be with you till the very end. He says, when you've tried everything and everything has failed, try Jesus. And that's what this lady did. That's what she had to do. That's what Jairus had to do as well. And now he had to work on his patience. He's like, not only did she touch Jesus and did she, you know, she got her healing. You know, maybe he thought, well, man, maybe that was the only healing he was going to do today. Now my daughter's still over here sick. And what's going to happen? He was, you know, they didn't know. They were stepping out on faith. Not only did she take his time, really, is for, I would imagine it's how he was feeling about it. Then Jesus stopped to talk to her. So that's even more time that his daughter is still at home and he's not, you know, he's concerned with. But he had to try son Jesus. He had to try Jesus. He doesn't fail. He didn't fail him. What happens next? Verse 35. While Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. Your daughter is dead, they said. Why bother the teacher anymore? Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, don't be afraid, just believe. He did not let anyone follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. And sometimes you have to get rid of the negative sayers, the naysayers, those negative people. All the rest, they were like, she's dead already, give it up. But Jairus had to continue to have faith in Jesus that he's a God who heals. He's a God who brings people back from the dead. He's a God who delivers. So he had, no matter what it looked like, he told him, don't be afraid, just believe. He had to step out on faith and just believe that God was going to, that Jesus was going to do what he promised. And that, you know, that it wasn't too late. And for Jesus' part, he could hear all those naysayers. And he said, I only need three people. I just need people who are in agreement with me to do this ministry. Sometimes you have to let go of negative people. Sometimes you're trusting God. You're trusting him for healing or for deliverance or for whatever it may be that you're needing from God. And you are truly trusting him. You only need those people who are going to pray in agreement with you. You don't need anyone who's going to discourage you from trusting him. And that's what he knew, that those three, Peter, James, and John, we're going to support him and help him to bring this miracle forth. So he had to let everybody else. He said, nope, no one else come with me. And that's what you have to do sometimes when you're trying Jesus, when you're in a place where he's your last resort. You've done everything in the natural, is how my mom would say it. When you've done everything in the natural, all you have left is the spirit side. You have Jesus, and that's your answer. You've tried everything else. You have to let go of the naysayers. You need people who are really praying for you. That's how I felt when I was sitting on that table the other day, waiting for the doctor to remove this cyst. And she said she couldn't. She said, oh, I can't seem to. You're going to have to go to surgery. And I was like, no, I have things to do, and I don't want to do this. I have work to do, is how I felt. I have community work to do. But I felt those people because I didn't tell everybody what I was doing, because you just never know who's praying for you. But I knew that those who were praying for me were praying for me. I could feel that. And so sometimes you can't tell everyone what's going on, but you get those people. That's what Jesus did. And he took those three with him to go and pray for this little girl who needed to be healed. She needed to be healed. And Jairus needed him to do that job. So you can't take everybody with you. When they came to the home of the synagogue leader, Jesus saw a commotion with people crying and wailing loudly. He went in and said to them, "Why all this commotion and wailing? The child is not dead, but asleep." But they laughed at him. Have you ever had anyone laugh at you when you're walking in faith, when you're trusting, and they're like, "Oh, please, that's not going to happen"? Have you ever had that happen to you? Of course I have. So, you know, I always have a story. It's a story within a story, this one. So back many years ago, I used to work I used to work downtown Consulus. And I was young, probably in my 20s, I would say. Really new to, though I was born and raised in church, I was really new to walking in ministry. And I was a single mom, really didn't have any money, none so whatsoever. I was driving to work this morning and I was praying. I said, "God, you know exactly what I need. I said, you know what I need. You know things I have to meet. And I trust you. I said, I trust you." And I went into work. And my boss had been working behind the scenes, and he had 3 checks laying on the desk for me. And I was just like, "Oh my God, he's so good. He's so real." So fast forward, I had moved on to a company in Omaha, an insurance company, and I was working there. I had been at church one night, and I felt strongly that I was going to get a raise at my job. And I was just like, I feel it. I feel God is telling me to get ready for this. And so I went to work and I was so happy. And I really was new to ministry then. And I was ministering to everybody and always sharing what God had done, you know, and I didn't care if they believed me or not. I was just going to tell it because, you know, especially the church I came from, that was your job. You was to tell what God did. And so I was in my group that we had lunch together. And I said, you know what? I shared with them the story of when I was at the other job. And I said, I feel like God's going to do that for me. And they said, "Not here." And they literally laughed at me. "That's not going to happen at this company. You can forget about it. That's not going to happen." I just said, "Okay." And I just was okay. I went back to work. And within like a week, I got a 10% raise because God is good. I knew, but I couldn't listen to them. They literally laughed at me. And that was okay because my trust was in God. I had to trust him. And everybody else got a 2% raise. And so that's just how God does. When you're his, he takes care of you. And sometimes when they laugh at you, he blesses you even more. So I just thank God for that. But that's what happened here. They laughed at Jesus. So he had to put them out. "The girl is not dead," he said. "She's not dead. She's asleep." So next verse. After he put them all out, he took the child's father and mother and the disciples who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kuam," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, get up." Immediately the girl stood up and began to walk around. She was 12 years old. At this, they were completely astonished. He gave strict orders not to let anyone know about this and told them to give her something to eat. So we can never give up on God because he doesn't give up on us. He showed them, didn't he? It was like all the townspeople thought she was dead, but she wasn't. You have to try God. Try Jesus. When everything else has failed, you try Jesus. He'll be your closest friend. And that's a lesson that I'm learning constantly. I'm learning that. Year after year, I never thought I would make it. Like I said, this is my mom's death anniversary. I didn't know if I would make it. I didn't know what was going to happen. But I had to trust Jesus. I had to try him. And he was truly, I mean, he worked. When I'm telling people about what I'm doing now, I still go, "I'm not sure exactly how I got there. I'm not sure how this all worked out. But I know God was in it." And so I want to encourage you today as I'm coming to the end. I want to encourage you today, whatever you're going through, whether it be illness, whether it be financial issues, whether it be family issues, whatever it is, when you've done all you can do, I think of parents, when they've done all they can do and that teenager still goes out and just wreaks havoc, they have to put him in the hands of God. They have to put him in the hands of Jesus and watch him work out that situation for them. So I encourage you today, whatever you're going through today, whatever it may be, try Jesus. If it feels like you've done all you can do and you don't have an answer, you don't know what else to do, you just don't know. Try Jesus. He will be your closest friend. He will stick with you till the very end. And those words have just been ringing with me all week. That's why I keep saying them. Hopefully it's something someone else needs to know today. He will stick with you till the very end. Try Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you. I thank you, God, that we can try you. I thank you, God, that you are so concerned with us. You're concerned with every issue, God, that we face. You're concerned with our sickness. You're concerned with our financial issues. You are concerned, God, with our children. You are concerned, God, with our jobs. I thank you, God, that you are, and you are so mindful of us, that you love us. The word says, what is man that you love us so much, God? We thank you that you love us so much. We thank you, God, that we can walk in your love. And we give you praise today, honor and glory. I'm asking, God, that you do meet everyone, God, at their very point of need today. The request that they have, they may not have mentioned it, but God, they're sitting with something. They're dwelling with something. They're dealing with something. God, I ask that you be in the midst of that and that you bring them an answer. God, that you work it out for them. When they've tried everything else, God, they can try you. They can rest in you. They can be assured, God, that you have them right in the palm of their hands. Lord, we thank you and we give you praise today. And we do pray again for everyone on our prayer list. We ask that you would cover them all, God, that you would meet them all face by face, person by person, God. You would meet them at their point of need. And we give you praise and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.